subject, woman of my dreams, ... But she's not. Dear Shirley and Steve, my wife and I have been married for several years. We've been together since our teens. My wife is everything any man could want. She's beautiful, smart, caring, and ambitious. You name it, she's got it. Here's proof. The day our first child turned 6 months old, I went to Iraq. While I was gone, she managed to raise our child alone, graduated high school early, worked, and went to college. She seemed to always send me care packages when I needed them most, and I never missed any of my rare chances at a phone call. Even though she went through hell to graduate college, she was by my side. While she was in medical school, I got orders to move to another base. If we moved, she would have had to quit school. I don't think so. Since I got out of the military and she graduated a year later, I was blessed with a great paying job, so we moved back home. Soon after, she started her career. Now we finally have a stable home. She's the woman of my dreams. But she's not. I've prayed about it, did counseling too. I'm not sure when, but at some point, I stopped being in love with her. Don't get me wrong, I'd give my life for her. It's not fair to her that she's giving me everything, but I can't do the same. I want a divorce, but she doesn't deserve to have her heart broken either. What do I do? What? This letter makes no sense to me. You say she's the woman of your dreams, but she's not in the title. You say you stopped being in love with her. Then you say you'd give your life for her. I mean, why would you give your life for someone you no longer love? I mean, I don't believe you. I think there's something more. I think your feelings have changed for her because now you're kind of feeling some kind of way. Maybe about her accomplishments, because she's a doctor now. She's done so much with her life. You had to quit the military so she could, you know, do what she wanted to do. I just think you might be resentful of her right now because of everything she's done. Maybe you think she's too much for you, or she's too, you're out of her league right now, or she's out of your league. I mean, you have been together since your teens, but I don't know. I just think there's something you're not telling us. I think she's gone on in her field. You had to stop, and, you know, you have a great paying job. You don't say what it is. But I just think there's a lot more than you're telling us. You're resentful of her accomplishments. It's my response to you. Okay, Steve, I'm coming.
No, just let me go and save you some trouble, baby, because you're trying to do the right thing with this letter. And you're spot on with everything you're saying. Here, the only thing wrong.
What?
He got somebody else. He done talked about this woman in glorious terms all through this letter.
Yeah.
Ain't said a doggone thing about himself. Because what he ain't telling us in this letter is he got somebody else. That's the only thing missing in this letter. You can't describe a woman like this. You said at the top of the letter, my wife is everything any man could want. Well, now, ain't you a man? Now, when you stop being any man, where did this go wrong for you, dog? See, you're talking to a grown man here. You should have never wrote this letter right here. This letter ain't about your wife, man. This letter about you. You got somebody else. Why else would you write in? What you go to counseling for? He done prayed about it. What did you pray, dog? You done went to counseling about it. What you go to counseling by yourself for? He didn't say we went to counseling. See, listen to this dude. He trying to figure out what's wrong with him. He said at the top of the letter, any man would want her. She beautiful, she smart, caring, ambitious. Any man would want her, except the one that got her. Mm. Dog, you got some other chicks, and I say chicks with a S on it. See, all this away time while you been doing it, what was you doing while you was away? Dog, this letter about you and some more chicks. This letter ain't about this woman right here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.